Lakuti Sichas Chelik Yud Beis, Parshas Tazria Sicha 2. It says in the Parsha, Isha ki Tazria v'yolda Zachar. So Chassidus explains that the union of Isha is Knesset Yisrael. And this Pasuk is telling us that when the Isha, when the Knesset Yisrael does the Avodah Lamata, it's able to give birth to a Ava Rabba, which is called Zachar. Because the idea of a Zachar is a permanent type of Ava. And through the Avodah HaTachtonim, we're able to cause the Zachar to be created, which would mean the Ava Rabba. And Bemorba Pratis explains that there's two levels. One level is that the Avodas HaTachtonim is a Siba, is a cause for the Isus of the Eila to be Nimshach into this world. That through our Avoda, we're able to Ma'or Hashem to be Mamshach to us an Ava Rabba, but it's an Ava which is Shayach and relative to the Avoda that we've done. A deep second level is that the Isha Kita Zriya, that from the Isha itself, from this Zriya that the Isha does, that itself creates the Ava Rabba. That itself is the Ava Rabba, which is a much greater level. And he explains that this, the reason why we need to have this inyan, that the, from the Isha itself, from the Avodas HaTachtonim itself is causing this Hamshacha, is because the one of the reasons why the world was created was to make a Dir B'Tachtonim. And a Dir B'Tachtonim means that mitzad the Voida of the Yidin, mitzad the Tachtonim alone, how they are Tachtonim, meaning is not how we were inspired and how Hashem is giving us inspiration and to go out of ourselves. Rather, how we are as regular people, how we are on a day-to-day basis, how we are naturally, that's how we have to connect to Hashem. The Tachtonim as they are Tachtonim. Because if the Avodah will be done when we're in a state of inspiration from an outside force which is inspiring us, then it's not really us. Rather, the inspiration needs to come from within, not from any outside force. Because that's the whole idea of the Dir B'Tachtonim, that the Tachtonim themselves are coming close to Hashem. And just like the Avodah needs to come from the Tachtonim, similarly, the Hamshacha has to come from our Avodah itself. Because if we did an Avodah and that was Ma'ayur, it was just a Siba, it was just a cause for a Hisayurus to come Milmaila, then ultimately it's an outside force which is coming into the Tachtonim. It's not really us. But rather, from the Avodah itself needs to make this Hamshacha. And that's the idea of Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, that from the Mitzvah itself, that itself creates the Hamshacha. So the Shaila that the Rebbe asks, that Oy Bezoy, it seems like a little bit, it seems like a contradiction. Because usually explains in Chassidus, in Likutei Torah, that the Tachtonim are only able to cause a Susa La'ila that's relative to us. We're human beings, we're limited. So the whatever is set up in Seder Hishtalshlis, that through us doing an Avoda, we're able to Mima'ira and cause Hamshacha to come down, that would come down. But something which is completely above us, which we have no natural connection to because it's completely b'ligvul, that sometimes we can get that Hamshacha, but that's through an oifen of a matana. Meaning is that after we've done everything we need to do, Hashem will give us a gift. And the gift is this or, which is a pnimistika or, which is totally higher than the avoida that we've done. We're not deserving of it, but since we've done as much as we can, we've given a nachas ruach to Hashem, and therefore he's mamshech this or to us. But seemingly it's a little bit of a contradiction, because over here we're trying to say is that from the avoid of the Yidin itself, that's making this hamshach until hamshach ha'atzmos. But from the other place in Likutei Torah, it's mashu that that's impossible. Rather, it has to be given as a gift, because we can never reach any or which is higher than hashtalshos, and definitely not be mamshech atzmos yisbarach. So in Sif Vav, the Rebbe gives an explanation. The explanation is that this world, he says, is Mole Klipas V'Sitra Achrat Shein Neged Hashem Mamish. Meaning is, this world, the way how it was created in a way that it does not have the potential to reveal Hashem. On the contrary, the purpose of the world was to hide Hashem. And the Lashon is, he uses, the world is a Kli. Meaning, just like a kli, its whole purpose is to hold within it a liquid or whatever it is that it's supposed to hold within it. Similarly, the world, the purpose why the world was created was to be able to be a kli for klipas. So, oy bezoy, it's impossible for the world mitzad itself to become a dir b'tachtayim l'chayra, because the world itself was created in a way that it's dafka meant to hide Hashem. So even if we're making the world nice and we do mitzvahs, etc., etc., l'chayra, all these things will always be on outside force. They'll never be b'tzad the world itself. So therefore, the Rebbe says it needs to happen through a way of a hischatshus. There needs to be something, a new element that needs to be brought into the world. And he explains, what is the idea of this new, what is the inyan of chiddush? So to give a little introduction, we need to understand a few concepts first. So what we need to understand is that it says that the world was created Yesh Ma'ayin. And says the only one, it says in the Geras HaKadosh Simen Chof, that the only one who created Yesh Ma'ayin is Atzmusa Mehusa Yisparach. And he explains over there that everything, it's there's a rule, that it's impossible to give something that you don't have. You can't give something that you don't have. I don't have $20 million, so I can't give it to you. I don't have the power of flight, so I can't give you the power of flight. I can only give you what I have. So the question is, this world is a yesh. It feels that it's separate from Hashem. So where does this idea of feeling separate come from? L'chayra, the Or and Seif, is not separate from Hashem. On the contrary, the Or and Seif, its whole essence of the Or and Seif is that it's a reflection of Atzmus Mehusa Yisbarach. So how? And of course, there's Hashem himself, which is the is Hashem. So where exactly is this idea of feeling separate coming from? There is no one that feels separate. The Or and Seif itself doesn't have the capability to feel separate, so how can it create something which in itself is separate? Same thing with the spheres. How can the spheres create something which is separate? They themselves are only reflections of Hashem. So therefore, ultimately, the Yesh Ma'ayin, the creation of Yesh Ma'ayin, needs to come from Atzmusay Umhusay Yisparach. Just like Hashem, Tziusay Ma'atzmusay, Hashem's existence comes from Himself. So therefore, He's able to give us the ability, to give us the feeling that we also have an independent existence. So the idea of yesh, to feel separate, to feel as your own independent being, ultimately comes from Hashem. Because Hashem is the only one that's truly independent, so He can give us the feeling of being independent. Mash Enkin, the Oren Seif, which is not independent, it's rather, its whole purpose is just a reflection, to reveal Hashem, it cannot give us the inyan of Yesh Ma'ayim. So to take that a step further, also the idea of a chiddush. A chiddush means something novel, something new, something unique. It says the Or and Seif cannot make any true chiddush, because the Or and Seif itself is not a chiddush. The Or and Seif, as we said, is revealing something which is already there. It's revealing Hashem. So the Or and Seif doesn't have a chiddush, therefore it cannot make a chiddush. Masha Enkein Atzmusay Mehusay Yisparach. Hashem is the unique being. He is the true chiddush. He's the only one that's truly unique. So only Hashem is able to create something which is unique. And what is that unique item that He's creating? He's creating a yesh ma'ayin. He's creating this ability for something to feel separate from Him, which is impossible because everything comes from Hashem. And anything that comes from Hashem ultimately is just a reflection, is something which is being revealed from Hashem. So how could there be this idea of something which is separate? There is nothing which is separate. So that's the koyach of Atzmus Mehusa Yisparach, he's able to be noisa hepchim, he's able to handle these opposites. On one hand, the world is really a creation of Hashem, but Hashem is able to give that ability that the world itself will feel separate from Hashem. And this, of course, strengthens the question that if the world is molek klipas, meaning is the whole purpose of the world is that it was created to be a yesh, meaning it's created dafka not to reveal Hashem. Rather, it was created in a fashion that it should be a separate, or to feel that it's a separate entity. How can you work with that entity to reveal its connection to Hashem? L'chayra, the whole essence of the world is dafka not to do it. And as we said, the yesh itself doesn't have within it this ability to reveal Hashem, because it was created in a way dafka not to reveal Hashem. So therefore, the explanation is, the reason why we're able to change the yesh is that we have the koyach of chiddush, that the kudosh baruch hu v'yisrael kul echad, Hashem and the Yidden are one. Meaning is just like Hashem has the koyach of to create something, a yesh ma'ayin, meaning is to create something which is separate from an ayin. Ayin is bittel, something which is batal to Hashem, meaning is everything is ultimately one with Hashem and batal to Hashem. So how can you have something which is feeling separate? That's the koyach batzmus yisbarach that he could create yesh ma'ayin. So similarly, the Yisrael who are connected and one with Hashem, we also have this koyach ha'atzmus within inside of us to create a true chiddush, that the yesh, which was again created in a way dafka, that it feels that it's separate, it itself will be able to become an ayin, that it should be able to reveal and reveal Hashem. But at the same time, very important to remember that even when the yesh is revealing Hashem, it's still ultimately a yesh. So it has this opposite two components within it. On one hand, it's something which is opposite and separate from Hashem, and it feels independent. The other hand, you're able to see Hashem dafka through it. And the pshat is, because ultimately the power, the greatness, or one aspect of Hashem, is that he is able to handle the noisa haprim. Hashem is able to do opposites. The rules of logic as we know it is something which is a creation from Hashem. So Hashem is the only one that could do things which are opposite, because he is the kol yachid. He's able to do anything. Like the question is, could Hashem create a rock that he's unable to lift? The answer is yes. But at the same time that he's unable to lift it, he's also able to lift it. He's able to do both things at once. Another example, could Hashem put an elephant through the eye of the needle without the elephant getting smaller or the eye of the needle getting bigger? The answer is yes. How could that be? I can't even imagine such a thing. Because Hashem is nimnaham nimnois, he's noisa hapkin, he's able to do things which are opposite. So at the same time that in this world we have the yesh and we feel ourselves independent, we're also at the same time to be able to feel that the world is created from Hashem. And that's ultimately why the world itself is dafka revealing Hashem, because only the world is able to have these two opposites within it. Masha Enkin, the Or, is always just one aspect. It's just revealing Hashem. But to hide Hashem and to reveal Hashem at exactly the same time, that's truly something which is only mitzad the koyach batzmus yisbarach, similar to the Aron, which was in the Beis HaMikdash, which was Eina Min HaMida. So ultimately, so to get back to the original point, so we said that there's two levels of Esrus HaLisata. So the first level of Esrus HaLisata is Esrus HaLisata, how we are as just Tachtoinim, without revealing any inner koyach that we have, is that we as regular people, as we are, we get inspired from within, from ourselves, and through the work that we've done, we're able to cause Hashem to reciprocate and to be Mamshech Esrus HaLeila upon us. And that, but then there's also the deeper level, that ultimately the true essence of the Tachton of who we are is that we're one with Hashem. And once we've done everything that we need to do, meaning we've done the Esrus HaLisata, we've had an Esrus HaLeila, which is Shaykh and relative to the Avoida, it's Be'erech, the Avoida that was done, and then we utilize that Esrus HaLeila to do more Avoida, we've done the Shlemus of the Maisach Tachton as much as we're able to do, then what we're able to do is we're able to reveal the koyach ha'atzmus which is within us. And by the revealing the koyach ha'atzmus which was within us, we're able to transform the yesh itself and to reveal that the yesh itself is really koyach ha'atzmus. And that's ultimately the pshat, that the question was, is this level a gift? Or is it that from the Zer Ha'isha, from the Maisa Tachtonim itself, we're being Mamshech Atzmus HaYisbarach? So the answer is that it's both true. It's because through us doing the Avoida, the first level of Avoida, and we brought a certain perfection within our Avoida as much as we can, then Hashem gives us the gift, the ability, a gift that we become like Him. That we are able to reveal the Koyach Ha'atzmus, that we and Hashem are one. Once we've done everything we've done, what we're able to do is we're able to tap into our true essence. And once we tap into the true essence, which is Koyach Ha'atzmus, then we're able to be transform the Klipa and the Yeshus into the world to reveal that it's also part of Hashem. And to maybe give a small mashal of this idea, is maybe from art, that you can have two people that look at art. One person looks at a piece of art, a masterpiece, and all he sees colors, he sees different shapes, he might even see a picture, but that's all that he's able to see. While another person that has a more training, and he paints himself, and he's painted himself, and he's has an edel neshama, and he's developed his midas, when he looks at the picture, he's able to see the feeling and the depth which is behind the picture of what the artist actually had in mind. So when he looks at the lines, he doesn't just see the lines and the different colors. He's able to see the motion and the feeling which is behind that piece of art. So similarly, when we have done our Aveda, we've done Susa Lasata, and we've developed this Susa the Ela that came because of Susa Lasata, what that really means is that we've developed the skills within ourselves that we're able to perceive the Koyach Atzmus which is in us. Meaning is we're not creating an ability to have the Koyach Atzmus. The Koyach Atzmus was always within us. It's rather that through our Aveda we're able to develop and to be able to reveal that which was always there. Just like the person who's looking at the picture, he's looking at the lines, he's looking at the same thing, but he has the ability to see that which is truly there, which is the depth of the picture. And as we said before, this is ultimately the purpose of Adir B'Tachtoinem, that it needs to come because of our Aveda. So that's Sutta Sata or Sutta La'ela. On the other hand, we need to have within our Aveda the Kaicha Atzmus. And that's really, both things are truly one. That within the mitzvah that the person does, he's able to transform through the Koyach Atzmus, which is within him, the Yesh, for it to become an Ayin, something which reveals Hashem. Now we're going to be doing Ha'ara 30. So Ha'ara 30 is going to discuss how the Koyach Atzmus is also within the world. And this is very important because ultimately the purpose of what the Yidden are trying to do is we're trying to reveal how the Yesh, this that we are a yesh, that ultimately is a koyach of atmos. So our Veda is to reveal within the klipas and the yesh of this world that this that they feel separate is really part of Hashem. And through doing that, we're revealing how it's also, at the same time that it's a yesh, it's also an ayin. That's what he explains in our third, the first part. V'alderech zehu gam b'negei l'olam. Similarly, this is how it works in the world. Just like the yid has a koyach atmos, so similarly within the world, there's the koyach atmos which caused the world to be created. Meaning, this that the world, mitzad itself, mitzad its inyan, is able to become a dear for Hashem, that's only by revealing the koyach atzmus which is within it. Because if you're just going to draw in more R, then you're not really transforming the world, you're adding something into the world. It's like, an example would be, You have a fire and you want to put it out. So what would you use to put out the fire? You're going to take gasoline to throw it into the fire. Taking gasoline gasoline is made to make the fire get stronger. It's not made to extinguish the fire. So putting gasoline is only going to make it stronger. So how are you going to use that the gasoline will actually put out the fire? So one way of doing it, you're going to think is, oh, let me add a lot of water. So now it's a mixture of water and gasoline. And if you add enough water, it becomes so diluted, then the water could put out the fire. But then again, what would that be in the Mimshal? That you add so much or into this world that the Yesh becomes Batal, that all you see is the Or Hashem. But that wouldn't be a deer on the Tachtoinim. That's rather you added or into this world until it became a place which reveals Hashem. But the Yesh itself did not reveal Hashem. Rather, the only way for us to be able to reveal Hashem within the world is to show how this Yesh is really something which was created from the Koyach Atzmus, because only the Koyach Atzmus is able to create it. As he explains, we have to reveal that the true mitzius of the Yasha Nivra is the Yash Hamiti. And he gives a few sources. And then the next page, 52, that we have to reveal that the true mitzius of the Yash and of Elamus and of Rayim is really the Atmos Ein Sof. So now there was going to ask a second question. That Lachaira, that if we're saying that we're revealing how the Yesh is really one, is really created from Atzmos, then once we reveal that the Yesh is really Atzmos, then L'chayr, it's not really a Chiddush, is it? Because we're just showing, oh, the Yesh is also a part of Atzmos. Nonetheless, through this, that the world becomes a dira, this itself is Mispatach, Tusa Yisparach, a built-in Mugbalas. This reveals Hashem's unity. Kizeh Gufa, this that the world, the Mitzias Yesh, and the Eilimus, is a level of Atmos, It's not because the world mitzad itself is shayach to the inyan of atzus, meaning is that the world itself is revealing the inyan of atzus. On the contrary, we just finished explaining that the mitzias of the world, the whole gedder of the world, is really to show how it's separate and something a separate mitzias from the world, from Hashem. The only thing is that mitzad Hashem, since Hashem is called Yachi, he's able to do everything, and he can even do opposites. Therefore, Hashem has the capability that he's able to make something which is separate from him, even though nothing is really separate from him because every comes from him. So how could there be something which is independent? Impossible. But Hashem is able to do that, that at the same time that it's independent, but at the same moment, it's also still connected. Therefore, Hashem has the capability, mitzad his unity, that even the yash of the olamos, that mitzad the inyan of gedarim, mitzad the inyan of geluyim, it's something which is a mitzias, which is exact opposite of the lakus, nonetheless, it can still be united with Hashem. Because as we're saying, if you go back all the way to the essence, even this, that's its purpose, is to hide Hashem. That itself is really just showing the capability of Hashem, that he can create something which is a complete chiddush, that it could be against the mitzias, against the truth, that there's nothing else besides. Now we're going to do the star. So the star brings up an important question, that l'chayra we're saying that the Yidden have koicha atzmus, which is within them, because the Yidden and Hashem are one. And we're also saying that the world is also the yesh, ma'ayin, that the world itself, this that it feels that it's a yesh, it's because it's created from atzmus. So l'chayra, what's the difference between the Yid and the Olam? L'chayra, all of them are coming from atzmus. Ella, he says the revelation of the koicha atzmus, which is in the world, is not the same as by the Yidden. Therefore, since there is a difference between the koicha atzmus, which is in a Yid, and what's in the world, therefore, even La Asalavi, there'll still be a separation and a difference between a Yid and the nations of the world. As he says, see Tanya or Torah, Hamshach Sam Avav, Ki Zeh Mash Metzias De Olamos Hu HaAtzmos, HaKavana B'zeh SheAtzmo Hu Mehava Oysam. Umbala Doi Ein Shu Metzias Klal V'Klal. He says, because the Kavana is that the world comes for the Koyach Atzmos, is that the Koyach Atzmos is what creates the world. But without that Koyach Atzmos, there would be no world. It's something which is created by Hashem. It's a creation which is from Atzmus Yisbarach, but it's something which has a beginning. Mash Enkin B'Yisrael Metziusam Gufahu Kiviyachol Atzmus. Mash Enkin the Yidden. Their Metzius itself is Kiviyachol Atzmus, because as we said, Yisrael V'Kudesh Brichu Kulichad, and that also explains why a Yid down here we still have a connection to the Koyach Atzmus. The world is something which is created from the Koyach Atzmus, so it's a yesh. But it doesn't have the koicha atzmus within it itself, that it's able to reveal it on its own. Because ultimately, it's something which was created from Hashem. But the yid, that's completely one with Hashem. So therefore, just like Hashem has the capability of the koicha atzmus, so therefore a yid, even how he's in this world, he's able to tap into that koicha atzmus and reveal how even the world was also created from the koyach haatzmus. We're also going to just do Ha'or 32. Where he explained in the Pnim that we need to have two levels of Aveda, that the first level is doing the Susa L'Sata and working with the Susa L'Ela that comes because of Susa L'Sata to make a Shleibus on our Aveda. And only once we've done that, we're able to reveal the Koyach HaAtzmus which is within us. So explains
R32. Nonetheless, even though we're saying it's a Koyach HaAtzmus which is inside of the person, so it would seem like it's a koyach that's not him. It's a koyach that Hashem gives, but it's not the tachton itself that's accomplishing it. He says, nonetheless, it does have that quality of a vayda b'koyach atzmai. Fish inyan zeh mash Yisrael b'kudosh b'rich kul echad hu behelem mitzad atzmai. V'gilu koyach ha'atzmai shbi Yisrael b'ya dey shleimas ha'vaydasim asusad l'sata v'asusad l'ila shal yada. He says, nonetheless, this koyach ha'atzmai, this that the Yid and Hashem are one, that's behelem on its own. And the only way for us to reveal it is to reveal this koyach atmos, that's only by having a shleimus ha'avoda. As we explained, that dafka, when we have the shleimus ha'avoda, we're able to reveal that etzem that we have within us. So it is So it is the tachtonim, meaning is as a tachton, we're making ourselves the proper, basically a kli, a proper conduit that this koyach atzmos is able to be revealed. So our avoda is doing the shlemus havoda, make ourselves a proper conduit. And once we have nothing that's blocking the koyach atzmos from being revealed, then it will be revealed. Ubedugmasim avur le'il ha'or 30. Similar to what we explained earlier, that this, that the Olam becomes a dir for Hashem, this expresses the bligvul unity that Hashem has. Even though l'chayr also that unity comes because of the koyach atzmos. It's not l'kuksuchayis, that it's not mitzad the olam itself, mitzad the tachton, how the world is. Rather, it's the koyach atzmos which is transforming the world. So is it that the world itself is becoming a dir, or is there an external koyach that's coming and changing the world?
He
says, this is because the koyach atzmos which is in the world, before one does the avayda, that level is behelim, it's hidden. V'gilui koyecha atzmus shaboy nas achakach e'aydeh aveda. And as we said even more, this koyecha atzmus is impossible for it to become revealed because Hashem created the world dafka in a way that it's a yesh, that it has to be, as we said at the beginning of Oisvav, it's mole klipas sitra achashen neged Hashem mamish. But it's through our aveda that we're able to make the tachton a kli, and that it will not hide this koyach atzmos which is in the world. R 33. So al pizeh yesh leimar shemavur benigela susel ela hagimel shibedech matana d'ilav d'avid le necha d'laf she lo yavid le mentanta, that we said that the highest level is susel ela, which is in a way of a gift. And we know the rule is that you only give a gift, you don't give a gift unless the person has done something deserving. He made you happy. He gave you a nachas ruach. So it seems like if it's a gift, the person did a nachas ruach too, but it's not something that he's deserving. It's something that you're giving to him as a gift. It's something which is additional. He says, so the kvan over here is that through this, that you give a nachas ruach to the noisin, to the giver, which is Hashem in this scenario, Atzmus Mahusayis Baruch, through this you rise up to become in the level of the Nisan. Meaning is, you become, there's a Gilui, the Koyach Atzma Shema Neshama. So the gift that Hashem is giving us is that we are able to reveal this, that we and Hashem are truly one. So the gift is not something which is external, something which is extraneous and something which is not really part of us. On the contrary, that what the gift is, it's revealing our true connection that we have with Hashem, and nothing should be blocking that.